Running for county legislature from Durham is Aidan O'Connor.
Good evening, everyone. What an exciting evening. If it's worth everything tonight, at the very end of it, the fact that we've been bipartisan with respect to one another makes me almost not want to look at Facebook tomorrow morning and remind myself that that's not the way it always is. So good evening, everyone, again. My name is Aidan O'Connor. I am running for the 9th District, which is the town of Durham. And thank you very much for 90.7 and also for Joan and the Women's Network. This is a wonderful event, and I was trying to think to myself, how do I introduce myself? I've been to every town this month introducing the EMS topics. And as I've always been told, is I talk way too much. I promise the town supervisor I'll be done 30 minutes. An hour and a half later, I'm getting kicked out of the building. So I'll try to put it in three questions, the three questions I get the most when I knock on doors. So when I first knock, I get the first question of, how old are you? And so I'll tell everyone else who might be wondering in the room, I am 27, so I am young at this, but I'm proud of that. The second question is, are you crazy? Why would you want to do this? And I answer that question is, yes, I'm learning as I go along. It is crazy to do this. It's a wonderful opportunity, but I truly still, after all the little political things, all the best nights and hurtful nights, that it is an avenue for change. And the third question is always, why do you want to run for county legislator? And that's where hopefully you'll get to know me tonight. I've had the amazing opportunity to be a paramedic in the county for 5 years. I have visited with every town. I've answered calls in every town. I've been in Route 41 in Lexington, hiking for 8 hours, trying to find somebody, all the way to Route 51 in New Baltimore in a throughway stop. So I think the unique attribute of seeing each town and how they are, I've always had a yearning to help other people. I started volunteering as a young high school student, and from there I've elevated my career to be a paramedic at an early age of 20. I became chairman of the EMS Council at 22. I had to look it up in the definition or the dictionary to see what a chairman really was, what I was supposed to be doing. At 24, I became the state advocacy coordinator for New York. I traveled to Washington, D.C. I traveled to the state capitol once a year. Worked on language for state bills that would benefit both the federal level for EMS and also the state level. And at 26, I became president of Greene County Paramedics. With that became my new element to work on budgets. We took $1.5 million a year from taxpayers. So when all the towns talk about it and the county legislators talk about how important money is, it really is. I'm proud that the organization for 2 years in a row have maintained their budget at 0% while giving the employees the raises they deserve. Investing in education, investing in new services, and with that being said, is we just won a regional award for 6 counties to be the best agency in the 6 counties. All those things together, I'm sorry if I'm talking loud, I have so much to say in 5 minutes. With all that being said, is when I started to think about how I could help the most amount of people. As a paramedic, I help one-on-one. When I worked on these or not-for-profits, I realized I could generate a lot more help for people. When county legislator position opened, when Patty Handel, the current legislator for town of Durham, opened, I started to think, you know, would I want to do a town position, would I do a county position? And I figured, well, since I know the county so well, I know both Durham well, I know the whole county well, that maybe the county legislator spot would be good. After doing research, it was disheartening. It was found to be 62 out of 62 for broadband availability in Greene County. In addition to that, we were 60 out of 62 for rural health statistics in regards to healthy living. We were 51 out of 62 for access to healthcare. Our ratio in Greene County is 1 to every 3,000 healthcare practitioners, whether it's a nurse practitioner, PA, or doctor. That's a huge ratio to have in a rural county that doesn't have a hospital. We're one of the few that don't have a hospital. So with all those things, and I can keep going on, we're 13.9% poverty rate, we're 33 for medium average income, and that's usually people leaving. I sat there and read those, and I thought to myself, oof, that sucks. Like, that's not going to be good. And I said, well, the next 3 years, why would I want to be legislator, running for legislator? We have a new jail. There goes the 2% tax cap. We have to be unique to generate a better revenue. 1 minute. Oh, $17 million for the jail. Then I look and say, well, what are we going to do for health care? And I've had the opportunity to sit. I can't not talk about EMS up here at the podium. To sit with 14 other members of the task force, receiving no money. It was no cost to the taxpayers, a rural health grant. And it was, whether you agree with the task force or not, with their findings, it comes down to that is exactly what smart government is. They sat down, they analyzed what we have today, what it would look like tomorrow, how do we do a cost savings, how do we improve healthcare, and at the very least, the task force will never go away. Whether it happens, the first conceptual plan happens, or the last conceptual plan happens, They're there to ensure that there's investment in healthcare in Greene County. So all those things together, I want the challenge. When I right now, I'm a critical care flight paramedic. We fly down. We cover about 16 counties, Greene County being one of them. When we come into a situation, it's sometimes a worst-case situation. And that's what I think the next 3 years is. We're already at low statistics. And guess what? The only way to make it better is to work together as a team. I love the bipartisanship that's happening. So on November 3rd, please think about me. And at the very least, and I always say this, please vote. The voting turnout, when I talk about all those other statistics, it's another one I'm going to add. Voter turnout is gross. And at the very least, whether I win or lose, I hope I win, at the very least, it shows accountability for those who do win. It shows that there are people interested. It shows that we do want better change. So thank you all very much, and good luck to everybody.